The world of futuristic alternative fuels got tangled up in ancient Hebrew food laws. To understand how, I talk with a rabbi in the know, Sholem Fishbane of Chicago's Rabbinical Council. To start, I admit I do not understand the key word, kashrut in Hebrew or kosher in English.
And how about your Yiddish?
Not so good.
Not so good. Okay. The word kosher means straight, correct?
So when it comes to consumer items and especially food, how does this play out?
The basic concept is that you are what you eat. You become the character of what you're consuming.
For example, in the Hebrew Bible, pigs are unclean, so pork is not kosher. But even some clean foods are not kosher if you mix them.
A very big thing in kosher is not to eat milk and meat together. Meat representing death, milk representing life. Those are things that shouldn't be coming together.
So you separate kosher foods from non-kosher foods, and even each other at times. Well, Rabbi Fishbane's job is to keep all of this straight at big food factories. He inspects food equipment and ingredients. If everything's kosher, he lets that factory use the little K character on packages. So a few years ago, Rabbi Fishbane was at a factory inspecting paperwork.
And all of a sudden you see an increased amount of glycerin receipts. Well, hey, what's going on? You usually get X amount a month, and now it's tripled.
Glycerin is a common food ingredient, so Rabbi Fishbane thought, this is no big deal. Until he saw glycerin prices plummet, and his factory substituted it for more expensive ingredients.
This is now a pattern. And when we see a pattern, that's when we get nervous.
So Rabbi Fishbane dialed up this teleconference with other rabbis, and they said they noticed the same thing. Loads of cheap glycerin were hitting the market. The rabbis started sweating.
Glycerin has always been a kosher-sensitive item.
This is one of the other rabbis on that conference call, Abraham Juravel of the Orthodox Union. Rabbi Juravel says glycerin keeps food sweet or moist. It's a clear, slick goo, and it's made from oil or fat.
That fat can be from animal, that fat can be from vegetable. And so automatically there's kosher glycerin and non-kosher glycerin. As a food ingredient, is very common in all kinds of products. They actually use glycerin as a sweetener in certain candies.
Rabbi Juravel started tracking down the source of all this new glycerin, and after some detective work, he found it was coming from factories that make biodiesel. Biodiesel is an alternative fuel made from oil or fat. You chemically process the fat, and you get fuel for cars and trucks. But
what you'll also get is very crude glycerin, which is the waste product.
Several years ago, new biodiesel factories were popping up, and they looked for whatever fat they could find, kosher or otherwise.
So they buy used oil that you fried the French fries in. If you made French fries, and then you also made southern fried chicken in that oil, then that oil is not kosher.
Again, if the oil is not kosher, neither is the glycerin, and whatever food glycerin goes into. There is a happy ending here, though. Rabbis worked overtime to keep non-kosher glycerin out of the kosher food supply, but they actually made biodiesel operations part of the solution, too. Some factories switched to all kosher oils, so now their waste guarantees a steady supply of religiously pure kosher glycerin. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.